this and everything.
Just look, bro. Stand up, man.
No, I've got to pull it. I've got to pull it.
You know what it is, yeah? But every minute, man, like, oh, hey, what, bro? Oh, this is our house. This is how we're going to do, bro. Just look, bro. Stand up, man. Bro, stand up. Can't just be some zaggy, sit down thing every minute and, oh, I'm wrong. Yeah, this and that.
Trust me. Stand up, bro.
I hear that.
Save yourself, man.
Facts.
Never not hear back with another one. Twist the pattern and raggedy other one. One away, one on one. They can never take money for none of the other ones. Waste man, where? No, I'm not in this life with the other one. I left one time zone and just landed in another one. It's peak. There's levels to this, my G. But levels have been complete. So you can play with them, don't play with me. NPC. You can play with them, can't play with me.
NPC.
You can play with them, don't play with me. NPC.
I'm still here into this with flows you can never talk compare into this. Got shells on deck, there's care into this. Touch might get care into this. No fear into this, been here from year into this. Might go pirate and think they're here into this. Same stage but still not near into this. Tell a man stand near into this. Don't move less, I say so. I'm on violence, bro. Your crib stay looking like a trap. All that's missing is buying and O's. I'm on finding foes. We're on a small island, bro. You better save yourself. No heroes, just iron bros. These clothes are messed like designer clothes. Your brothers look stupid and everyone was sensing a vagina nose.
Never not hear back with another one. Twitch the pattern and raggedy other one.
Yeah.
One away, one on one. They can never take money for none of the other ones.
Chalker.
Waste man, where? No, I'm not in the for the other one.
Best believe it. One time zone and just landed in another one. Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah,
hard,
the flows on that go crazy.
Hard.
Flows on that go crazy. It'll be real.
Hard. Big up manga still. Yeah. He's been out here for years. For years and years and years. And he's doing his thing.
Trust.
He's doing his thing out right now still.
Do you know what it is, yeah? I feel like, because I've been seeing him just about, innit? Just on the socials and whatnot. He's been cooking and whatnot.
Yeah.
Man, I actually never really locked in, like, bar what I see on socials, innit? So now I thought, let me actually check in, like, tap in now. Like, and bro, like, he's actually so cold with the bars, flows, like, he's really, like, the whole grime element. Like, I feel like he's, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, the different flows that you have in grime, he's kind of, like, man, like, patterned a way where he can do most of
shit,
innit? And he does them, like, so well, innit? Like, it's proper still. Want to get him on the pod still, because I think we need to have more ground conversations still.
Yeah, I feel like, like, this week, man's just been listening to, like, grime sets. It was the Wilfred show that,
that inspired me. Yeah, still. Shout out Wilfred still.
Trust,
had
big
to
up
be
him.
There still. Man, did his first London show and that.
Yeah, man. Which was, mad. And just to hear, like, multiple tracks just being pulled up and then man just going
jumping
back to back. Yeah. Bro, that essence, you can't recreate that shit. Like, it's mad. It's mad.
Grime's something else though.
Man. That energy, is unrivaled, bro.
Yeah, Hondo.
And like you can't.
Like, it's brazy still. It's actually, like, but there was another guy, there was two guys that were on the stage jumping on, but going back to back.
Yeah.
I think there was more than that, but the guy in blue, I've forgotten what he said his name was.
Dream McLean,
Yeah, shout him out still.
Yeah, he was cold still.
The flow actually cold, the delivery clean.
Yes.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like you can actually hear what a man's saying, like, word.
Yeah, word.
And like, he's actually saying some things as well, like, substance there and whatnot. So, yeah, shout out Dream McLean still.
Word.
He was fire. But no, that gram energy is serious. Like, it's.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about it. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't know how to explain it.
But I feel like if you're not at least English or whatever, or British, should I say, you won't get it.
I think depends though, cause obviously that whole sets thing kind of derives
from
dance one.
Yeah, dance one.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so like there's gonna be people that would understand it to an extent.
Yeah.
Like from those kind of things. But I think obviously grime the accent and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cold.
It's crazy. Like how man yeah. Like how man try and find the pocket to jump on the beat. Mm. Having multiple bars.
Yeah.
Just to go over the track.
It was crazy.
Yeah, man.
I don't know who my man was, but there was someone that jumped on the mic.
Okay.
And couldn't catch the beat. And it was like, bro, this is actually, because he was, do you know what it was, yeah? You know when he's flowing on one beat and then they start to mix it in?
Yeah.
Wilfred mixes it in on the mad thing and then my man's like, oh, you put me off. I said, wait, hold on, what?
Nah, but I feel like that can happen. Do you get me? I feel like unless you're very skilled, you'll find it difficult though.
100%. But that's what, me saying that is saying that I think maybe I take it for granted. The people that are able to, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, just be able to just catch it, like, regardless.
Yeah, facts.
Because
facts,
people facts, that can facts. Actually catch it, even facts. If it's like a different, like, float, like, tempo ish, and then proper, facts. Like, change up their breath work or whatever just to make sure the bars, do you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that's,
that's,
I don't think the details, them details serious. Serious still, like, you actually have to be, you know what I mean, like, and yeah, I think for me
to do that,
for me, I think I clocked, okay, yeah, maybe this thing here is, do you know what I mean, there's levels to it, innit?
Yeah, for sure.
For me, more for time, sure. I've seen gram sets where that don't happen, innit, like, can't really be there, no.
But that's what I'm saying, like, unless you're from that and you're skilled enough to do it, it will just seem like it's normal for a man to just catch a beat and then keep it going, whereas it's just not.
I feel like back in the day, the one gram sets we've seen, that man, if you miss that beat, someone else is jumping.
But that's what I mean. Back in the day, there was no room for error. If you're flopping on a mic, they'll just take it off and pass on to the next man. Do you get me? So back then, I hear you.
Cut
like, through. Yeah, exactly. Like, them and they were actually fighting to get on the mic. Do you get me? So it's,
you know,
it's
there different. Also pain as well to be there.
Like, Poet talks about having to pay, I forgot how much it is.
Yeah,
but you pay it and then you would hope. Again. Yeah, you would hope to get on the mic, innit? Which is crazy considering. But, bro, I don't even. Well, I would hope that hunger's still there. From man that actually want to MC in it, but it's just different. It's just a different level of skill to do that. Like having certain wheel up bars, like bro, just imagine being a guy like DEE, for example. Like that can. That can reset the whole thing, bro.
Literally.
Oh my goodness gracious. Literally.
And do you know what? I actually wanna have a conversation with like Mango, maybe someone else, maybe
can
get like, I don't know, maybe PK.
PK's
called stuff. PK. And like, cause I wanna actually discuss how also like maybe like the chronological like type history of how it all type of shit happened, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? And then obviously naturally their introductions and whatnot, but yeah, that's for another day. But Hondo, I definitely wanna chat more because that era there was different still, because it was like early stages of YouTube as well, where like later on obviously, but like when like the Getz and Bashy thing. Like, bruv, I remember seeing that shit. And then I think it was one of them ones where it's like, bro, someone will come into work and just go to her and be like, have you seen that?
Yeah, one of them ones.
And you try to fucking watch it on the school computer and that, but
yeah,
if you have facts. A way, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, those type of moments, I don't know, man. I don't know if we'll ever get them back. Like, just game stopping moments. Like, okay, even though this is more recent, but like the whole Chip and Bugsy / Tiny beef.
Yeah.
Like, this was like 10 years ago. But I remember being
was in. Was that actually 10 years ago?
Broski, this was. When did.
No.
Yeah, 2015.
Wait, the
Bugsy thing?
Are
yeah,
sure?
2015. Big man thing. We're getting that old, dude. 2015. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah. It's mad. Because it don't even seem like that long ago, but yeah, it was 10 years ago, G. Well, fuck 2015, it will be 10 years next year.
Yeah.
Well, 9 years. 9 years to be
so
exact.
So fucking hell, when was the youngin' thing then? That must have been like...
Weren't it a year after?
I feel like that was before, no?
Nah, the younger one was after.
The Bugsy thing?
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, to
I
be
think
fair,
young
it
was
sense.
Like 2016,
yeah,
2017.
I remember there was like a good.
I think I think that was 2017. Let me just double check just to be sure.
Yeah, I do remember there was a good 3 years of Chip just killing everyone, but
I think so.
People were mad at him because they were like, "Bro, give us just normal music. It's not every day." This record,
so yeah. Like, bro, that was 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, man. 7 years, jeez. Yeah, the Bugsy thing was, bro. Wait, let's just because this is mad.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
8 years ago, too. 8 years ago. 8 years ago. So, round about ish the same time. That's still mad. But yeah, man, bro, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy, man.
But quickly, quick intro.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's gonna.
It's your boy Max, aka Max Ryan, aka Max just here.
Trust
aka
me.
Naked without headphones, aka. You already know what time it is. Head on to the Puppies Angel Association, aka. Back outside, boys, aka Himphy Williams, man. We here, man.
Trust.
We here.
Trust. It's your boy Iris, top shooter, art dealer, TCF dripper, you already know. Hailand FC. Yeah, man, we still at the top and we qualified,
man.
Baby.
Allow me.
But, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hip hop ultra, that's me, man. But also, if you're listening on Apple Music or Spotify,
yes, leave a review.
Leave a review, please. Just you know what I mean.
Like up.
And on the YouTube as well, like and subscribe.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah, man. Tell a friend. You get me.
Word.
But where do you wanna go to?
I wanted to start off with you and Tops.
Oh, wow.
Going back and forth because I had some thoughts, but yeah, to give us some context, Ed Rance, big up Ed Rance, he put out a statement regarding Nines and Scraps in particular. Let me just find the statement. I don't personally think it was that crazy again, but so a man took issue with it, but whatever. Bear with me though.
Like his stuff.
Okay, cool. This is what he said. One day we're going to have to start the conversation at Scraps and Nines don't have much to offer anymore. Their music is consistently worse, to the point where they're just mediocre rappers with authority. That day is Monday, 11th March, 2024. That's interesting.
What, did he put the date there?
Oh, yeah. That was nasty work, but it is. That was nasty.
Hey, so, wait, hold on. Alright, okay.
And then, Nines.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but the whole thread of being fingers.
Yeah, Nines and Scraps saw it and they were like, oh, everybody's got an opinion until they get punched in the mouth.
Okay, but first of all, that's what they're talking about. But yeah,
come on, they're but obviously talking about
I'm
him.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Come on,
who else are they talking about?
Playing devil's advocate, man.
Come on, they were clearly talking about him.
Yeah, I hear it.
But what did Tops say? Tops, what did he say? One sec. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, Top said, if you think it's deserved or even logical that people should be harmed in any fashion for not liking a pattern of vibrations, then you are in fact the dense, rotten individual. I 100% agree with him. But you went on to say, I hear it, but if you're disrespectful, you can still get punched. It's someone's art at the end of the day, and art made with passion is personal. Okay. He then responds saying, no, that's bullshit. Artists are not God emperors, and people are allowed to talk shit, punditry, and music like we do with everything else. He didn't even add them. In that case, I would understand it more. Aside from that...
Man said he didn't even add them. What does that make a difference?
I hear him. Aside from that, he wasn't even disrespectful. He was actually being critical. Then you respond, he knew what he was doing for bro. Negativity spreads faster than a positive talk. Constantly getting worse. How is that not disrespectful? Okay. Mediocre rappers with authority. Who put them in the category of Reggie 3-2 and Kano? Nobody. Nothing constructive. Stop it right there. Stop it right there.
What?
Cause
but you know what? Even listen to the go on.
Cause, bro, where do man draw the line when it comes to criticism and critique? Cause I don't see where he was being disrespectful to them particular.
Do you know?
He didn't make it personal. It wasn't anything personal. He was critiquing the music.
So the music is constantly getting worse.
Okay.
And they don't have much to offer anymore.
How is that disrespectful? That's like saying fucking Ronaldo isn't getting better and he has nothing to offer to the high level anymore in football, which is facts. Granted, if we're talking about Scraps and Nines now, it's more subjective because we're talking about music. Music is subjective opinion.
But then also, that's why I said the wretch thing, because there's levels to the rap thing, innit? Like, you kind of know what you're getting when you come to a Scraps and a Nines.
Allow me, man.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
allow me, man.
You came there for the punchline and the drug rap and the street shit. That's what you came there for.
Allow me, man.
That's the reality.
Allow me. Okay, cool. You can come for that. That doesn't mean that you have to accept it if it's not pleasing to your ears.
You don't have to accept it, but for me it's also like there's ways to say things, innit? No. Like there's ways of delivery, bro. Because when I said the art's personal, I think for the fans, it's just easy for us to maybe think from that perspective, innit? Like, just to think that, yeah, it's not that deep. It's just songs that they've made and whatnot. Like, but bro, if they're actually rapping about their own experiences, but saying obviously they're not their own experiences and whatnot, it's personal, bro.
Okay.
So it's one of them ones where you can say you don't like the music, but the music is still like it's still like it's part of me type shit, innit? But I've let you see it, innit?
Okay.
So you can say you don't like it, but I think there's ways of, like, I think also trying to act as if you're the main, the only person that can have, that talks the factual perspective of this whole, this thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Talking from that perspective as well, just adds, like, some sort of, like, instant, like, do you know what I mean? On top of it, like.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, for me, it's just, like, raw. Like I said, I feel like I said this to you,
yeah, but yeah.
About the Dom Kennedy thing, like, yeah. I don't like his voice like that.
Yeah.
But if I started saying now, like, anybody that kind of sounds like Dom Kennedy or whatever, yeah. Or whatever, like, that's just now, like, it's not, it's like more, it's more personal type shit, innit? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, just saying, like, oh, yeah. Dom Kennedy, anytime I hear his voice, it pisses me off type shit, like, mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Even though, yeah, fair play, there are artists that people have voices like that, innit?
Yeah.
But, like, it's also a point of, it's also, like, bro, there's ways to say this, like, of it, but if we're being grown about it, but if we're doing it for internet sake and whatnot,
okay.
Then I hear it, the game's the game, innit? But, like, if we're being, like, level-headed about it,
mm.
There's ways to critique and actually, mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, where it doesn't come off like you're just trying to, do you know what I mean? Like,
I hear that.
Because you can be critical. I'm not saying you can't be. Like, you can say you don't like the punchlines, you think the punchlines are weak, they're not for you or whatever. Yeah. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, but saying all, like, they've got nothing, they've got no more to offer, like, bro, like, do you, like, I don't know, it's one of them also, it's like, raw, can you actually be shocked if Nines or Thingy didn't actually, do you know what I mean, like?
That's a cop-out.
Like, no, but it's also, the reality of when people say, oh, kind of like mad when drill rappers go to jail and shit like that. It's like, bro, they're living what they talk about in terms of the personality, who they are and whatnot. Like, okay. You kind of expecting the Scraps or Nines just to take that lightly, as if, do you know what I'm saying? Like, do you get what I mean? Like,
I get what, like, you mean.
These men, again, I don't know them, but like that kind of street life stress. Gangster type of, do you know what I mean? Like,
but again,
you don't maneuver like a 9-to-5, bro.
This is not the streets. This is music we're talking about.
That's easy to say.
It is.
Yes, I hear it. But my thing is, yeah, when you live in a world where now you're kind of now introducing yourself to the way certain things are, like, bro, man have been living in a certain world for a certain type of period, innit?
Okay.
Like, in terms of their views on everything and are a certain way, innit? Like, okay. And then now, obviously, coming out of that, changing lives and whatnot, got to adapt to certain things. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, certain things in the old life, that can't, do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Shit like that can't run. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I like that point. Let's stay there. In terms of adjusting to certain things, I agree with you. However,
this is part of
that. Yes, part of that is accepting that once you put out art that you care for, people have reactions to it. They'll either like it, hate, or are indifferent to it.
Oh, 100%. But also, I think what makes this so simple for artists like that, who have come from a different kind of life and now entering the music thing, almost, like, I think once they understand it's not personal, then it's like, oh, okay. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but again, in this case, I don't think it was personal. Granted, like you said previously, doing it for online or whatever, using certain words to make it provocative.
Yeah.
Ed did do that. So I hear you on that. And what do you call it? In terms of...
But then also, that's holding it on that point.
Yeah.
Coming from a certain background, presumably, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you're trying to use me for some jokes. Do you get what I mean? Like, Do you?
But again,
like taking it away from our perspective, like a, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I hear that. Their perspective.
But again,
so these moments are growing. Do you know what I mean? Growing.
I hate you.
So it's like they're gonna have moments where they're gonna probably be like raw, rare, tear, like, but then they might actually deep. It's not. Do you know what I mean? But,
yes.
And to be honest, I don't even know what we're doing here. Giggs said the same thing for academics. do you get what I'm saying? Like, academics has held straight from Giggs plenty of times.
But
do you get what I'm saying? Like,
in
bro,
academics' case, he's not familiar with this landscape. Whereas Ed is.
So okay,
you could academics give more of a blight to academics, knowing that he doesn't know the landscape of of the music scene over here.
Charlemagne's been run down plenty of times for saying certain things.
But from American artists, bro.
And from what kind of background?
What are we doing?
My point is they come from the streets type shit.
Okay, but that's I'm saying point. Because he would be familiar with them, man. They have more license to do that.
Okay.
Whereas academics, because he doesn't know here as well as he does American music, he would have more of a blight when he does get things wrong over here, like critiquing a gigs or whatever. Not knowing that, alright, cool.
Gigs sent for him.
Of course, but do you think Giggs is really going to pull up? And then, well, he probably would stick it on him, to be honest. But I don't think it would be like anything mad, like put hands on him or nothing. He would probably just put him in this place and say, like, bro, you don't know what's going on over here, but you matting sir, you over here, do you get me? Like,
yeah, okay, yeah, I hear it, but I think either way, man's still getting pressed regardless.
See, okay, that's fine, but getting back to it, I don't think that artists should take it as a license when they hear critique that they don't like to say, oh, everybody can, what do you call it? Everybody has an opinion until they get punched in the face or whatever. Because, bro, the end of it is, man just didn't like the music that he put out and has a statement as to why. That's it. Whether you like it or not, once you put art out into the world, it's going to be received how it is. Do you get me? You're not in control of that. You can't control how somebody responds to that. Do you get me?
Of course. But it's also one of them ones where you can't be surprised a man reacted like that. Like,
yeah, bro.
You can't be surprised, man.
Bro.
What are we doing here, like?
Bro.
Like, you man living. I don't know what reward you.
I feel like as part of...
I'm not saying it's right, but you can't be shocked if a Nines or Scrap said some shit like that.
Nah.
You actually can't be like, what are we doing here?
I'm not giving them that. Bro, Artist Training 101, that rule should be there. Like, what? Bro, once you put something out, you cannot control the way somebody responds to your art. So, with that being said...
Okay.
You just have to take it in your stride, unless they're being disrespectful intentionally or whatever.
And
I don't think Ed was being disrespectful intentionally when he said that.
Okay, bro.
That's just my personal thought.
I'm not okay. I don't know if it is. I don't know if the person. How do I say it? For me, it's a mixture of talking from authority, like a mad authority, like, and all of that, yeah.
I hear that.
All of that, bro.
I hear
like,
that, to be
and
fair.
And then adding, like, bro, man put the date on it, as if to say.
Come on, but it's provocative, it gets
exactly. So, bro, it's like Mourinho and them, man. He said three times respect, man.
I hear it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, bro, don't ask me stupid. Don't, do you know what I mean?
Of course. The whole...
Come on, bro. Like, don't try and play on my name.
What do you call it?
Like, come on, bro. You can't be surprised with certain man to say something like that.
Yeah, the whole, like...
I don't know how you can be surprised.
Like, making yourself to be the authority main character thing, I hear you. In terms of that, it's, yeah, I don't personally agree with that. Like, bro, we're all just music listeners with opinions that Thanks. Choose to play out. That you get me? Like, nobody's better than the other for doing exactly the same in it.
Exactly, because so, music's subjective. And for me also, I think I said as well, like, I review music from my point of view. I'm not reviewing it as a society standard.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so all of that shit is weird.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it's also like, bro, you can't, for me, you can't be mad at them man saying that. That's just, I don't know how, like, and them saying it and it actually happening is two different things.
No, but it's just, for me, bro,
it's gonna happen, bro.
Exactly, it's going to happen.
And you can say, bro, the same reason why I said free speech is never free, because there's always consequences, bro.
Of course, so, whether that be a dressing down or you being addressed or whatever, that's fine. That doesn't give you the right or license to put hands on the next man for their opinion. I hear it, agree.
But I feel like these men will probably be, if they actually saw a man, I feel like they'll be mature enough to actually let him try land. And obviously, whatever happens then, innit? If he stands on business and, or he actually is able to clarify what he's saying, because obviously it's only 140 characters. And then they can, do you know what I mean? Like, they can actually see that, okay, raw, man he just doesn't get it, innit? So, kind of thing where, all right, I don't kind of need to explain it to him, do you know what I mean? And then from it's one of them ones that was like, okay, you're an idiot thing, and we move type shit, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
That's from, like, the Scraps and Nines point of view, like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's how I would see it. If you don't, like, do you know what I mean? Like, for me, if I'm them, like, that's kind of, like, how I would maneuver around it and try to deep it in it. Like, just generally, if somebody doesn't get me and I kind of need, somehow everybody else gets it, or I have a group of people that get it, and then I need to explain it to one person, I don't really have the energy slash, you know what I mean? I'm not doing all that. So that's kind of like, I feel like if it was to happen, if they were to see each other face to face, like, that's kind of like how I feel. It would be, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think man would actually get punched up.
Yeah, bro, I feel like
so
this would be a great way to have a conversation. And it would be a great conversation to have, I can't lie. Because there's some valid criticism in that. Even though...
What's the valid criticism?
In terms of them not having much to offer... anymore. Hold on. For me, saying that, I think, is valid in terms of, you know what you're going to get when you listen to a Nine song or you listen to Scraps verse, whatever. That is valid. It's not like they're changing up their formula crazy and then you're expecting something new. They're not. You've come to recognize what it is that they do.
Yeah.
However good they do it. Do you get me? Hence why people listen to them. But to say that, they haven't got much to offer because of the lack of evolution, that's a valid critique to make for me. And I like the latest Scraps album. This is a person saying that. I'm not really a Nines fan like that. I can't lie to you.
I
liked New Scraps album. I've liked Nines albums in the past. But again, it's not like they're retreading new territory. Do you get me? So it's like...
But I think also musically, they're both at different stages of their career as well.
Of course.
Putting them together is literally like... I would hear that more for Nines than for Scraps.
Okay.
Because Nines, in terms of like the last two, three albums, have been similar to an extent in terms of like the sounds where he's exploring and whatnot. Obviously, I've loved them all, but like I know that in terms of like the numbers, the cannabis song, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's kind of like, calendar song, sorry. Like, yeah. He's kind of did those kind of patterns and just switched it with a different, do you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. I would hear that for a Nines thing.
Yeah.
But adding Scraps in there, this is his debut album. We haven't heard a polished Scraps before, like, do you know what I'm saying? So, now we're just, like, what are we doing here? Is this really...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like...
I get it.
So... And I'm saying that as a Nines over Scraps guy.
Do you get what I'm saying?
So, bro, like... I mean, like, for me, it just feels like, obviously, man's just... You know what I mean? Getting the people going and whatnot. And the reality of it, certain people are not going to like you just trying to get people going and using my name as the, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, but we kind of can't be shocked if certain men are mad at certain things. Like, say what you want to say, but
yeah,
certain people are going to be mad. Right, you know what I mean? That's right, true. You're wrong, so, innit? Like,
so yeah, that's true. Like, listen, yeah. Boy, you can be mad, man. It's up to you, innit?
Yeah,
but yeah, for me, it's not that bad. It's not the worst thing I could say. No. But yeah, man. Moving on. New feature this Friday. New album. We Don't Trust You with Metro.
Oh, hey, broski! Can I tell you how excited I am for that shit? Can I actually, bro?
Future.
I heard one of that shit, and I was like, okay.
I haven't heard nothing. Okay, I haven't seen the trailer.
I had to calm myself down. Because, yeah, like, it's been... Do you know what's crazy? Like, it's been a minute, like, in terms of me listening to trap music like that. Like, even, No Future, more times, number one.
Yeah, word.
But obviously... Word. Donnie came through last year, innit? And yeah, man.
Yeah, that's true.
He went crazy.
That's true.
But
I mean,
yeah,
bro. And listen, I'm just waiting on good trap music from Future. He's gone almost in the reverse. Like, we barely hear from him nowadays. Whereas, if this was like five, six years ago,
heard like four projects.
But exactly.
Yeah, like two projects.
But I like that.
Do you know what? Apparently, he's doing. Yeah, this album is the rap with three features. Well, trap slash rap with three or four features, I think.
Yeah.
And then the next project, because they're dropping two projects.
Yeah, yeah.
Second one's an R&B.
Yes.
R&B thing, no features.
Yes.
No features. So.
Yes. I need that.
Future's about to, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's gonna be interesting. Do you know it'll be so sick? I would love to see J. Cole versus Future type shit in there. Like, if they drop around similar times. Just to see how do you know what I mean? How the thing's set, champions meeting.
This might be a hot take, but I feel like Future's a big man for J. Cole. Future's a big man for
Future. In what way? Maybe in that.
In catalogue, man. Catalogue. He's a big man for J. Cole.
Are we talking about like number ones and all them things?
But bro, it? I'm talking just in terms of
actual music.
Song for song, hit for hit. Future's a big man. He's a big man for J. Cole. I think he is.
Oh, but do you know what it is? Future's a big man for a lot of men. But
exactly.
But like,
this is a legacy artist we're talking about, by the way.
Yeah, Hundo. But like, it's also,
he's a big man.
I'm trying to see how I can, do you know what I mean? But like,
Cause bro, I peeped his Rolling Loud set with Metro, and I was like, bro,
crazy.
He didn't even touch
crazy.
10%. 10% of his, like, hit bag. Come on, man. Respect. Respect. Respect, man. Like, yeah, Future's... Yeah, he's different. He's different, man. He's different.
Yeah. But do you know what it is? I heard that he's a big man for him and Rare Tear, but, like, the way I feel like... In my head, it doesn't compute because I have the categories thing.
Here you go.
Do you get, at least you get what I'm saying? Like,
here you go.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, but in terms of, like, yeah, man, like, the spitters and the bar is, like, the substance rap, and do you know what I mean? Like, but it's also one of them ones where Future's really him, because that nigga be spitting as well, bruv. Like... He be talking some things, man. He be talking these things for real, like, no kizzy. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Still, but
nah, he's crazy. He's crazy. Wait, that's not the snippet. Hold on, scroll down. That one. And he had another one right at the end with Cameron as well. But I'm hoping. He drops a project.
This is the one.
Above. Yeah, he's got multiple on there, but that's the extended snippet.
Okay.
This one. But yeah, I'm hoping he'll give us a project before the fall off. I'm hoping.
Okay.
He gives us like an appetizer, like how the off season was.
What did he deliver after the off season?
I feel like off season is an appetizer.
Okay.
I don't think it's a fully fledged album. I don't consider it a fully fledged album.
I think it was a mixtape type shit.
Yeah.
So he's not doing that shit, bro.
I need another one.
He's not doing that shit, bro.
Cause the fall off is supposed to be the last one.
Nah, the boy.
Drop the boy the first one. Drop it's the boy. The boy first. Before we get to the fall off. But he's been hyping the fall off for years now.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be hard to talk.
But you know what?
Yeah.
If we're talking about GOATs, you gotta talk proper. Because Jermaine Cole, do you know what I'm saying? Jermaine Cole, talk to him nice. Dreamville Records, you feel me? Might Delete Volume 2. Yeah, man.
I like this roll up.
It's roll up clean. Do you know what? I feel like it's just adding to the GOAT status.
Calm down.
Because he's just doing things he doesn't need to be doing at this point.
He's doing things he don't need to be doing at this point.
But he's doing it.
He doesn't need to do a rollout.
Like this. Doesn't need to do a rollout.
He's
like
gearing
this.
Up for potentially the biggest album of his career. Just in terms of status wise, why would he not need to do a rollout?
But he don't like this. He can literally drop the album and then drop all these clips after. You don't need to be doing
his last album.
Huh? What about it?
You think he's just dropping his last album with no feature, no rollout, no nothing?
No, but bro, he hasn't done a rollout like this.
Of course not. He's adapting. This is him adapting to the new.
This is him being a GOAT. But let's get into it. Flows for them.
What it feel like to live a peaceful life. Since riding a bike, all that I ever knew was beef and strife. Going to sleep at night, praying to God release the stress. Now I'm on G4 jets across the seas to decompress. My recent text, how much you think? Decent guess. They call me eager, cold. Who you gonna kill on a feature next?
Trust.
Who would you suggest? My nigga just told me the streets a myth. And he's perplexed, they telling on people like the teacher's pet. He took a pull of his weed, he hides the trees where eagles nest. I started chiefing less and less, it had my cerebral vexed. Too many blessings to be depressed. Went from too stressed to be blessed. Now my new recipe just keep that fuck shit from my desk. I don't want shit with my breath. I don't want shit with my fan. Thought I used super glue, nigga. How this gun stand?
stick to my hand. I don't even tote no pistol, but that shit sounded so hard. Plus I don't give a fuck about lying. Once I learn these nigga fraud, I'm finna burn these nigga dog. Bring me that Ernie nigga charcoal. I'ma sit on the crossroads with the lost souls. I saw me a long coat, I would a poke. Back with my heart cold, give it 3 or 4 strokes. Then I'm on to the next. Shit like a paw four, I'm a raw ass nigga. 6'4", tall ass nigga with a sick flow. Y'all ass jigger, how much did the kid gross for that label? Pay dues, had to pay dues for my masters, but I'm grateful. Shit, business is business. I'm in the veil, the windows are tinted, keeping my dick in my britches.
Wait,
the veil, but I'm grateful. Shit, business is business. I'm in the veil, the windows are tinted. 6'4", tall ass nigga with a sick flow. Y'all ass jigger, how much did the kid gross for that label? Pay dues, had to pay dues for my masters, but I'm grateful. Shit, business is business. I'm in the veil, the windows are tinted, keeping my dick in my britches.
He's just talking about how he got his rap, his master's back.
I'm allergic to the cap, I can't hear these niggas rap without an EpiPen. You'll never see me in Giuseppe, I find I'm tacky, look what I'm stepping in. Some shit I design with Italians, calling them Indy 5000s. Or maybe 500, I kick the door down if I wanted it, niggas won't let me in. My career in a nutshell.
Yeah, Michael, goat things, you get me?
Crazy.
I'm super excited for this shit, man.
Yeah, likewise.
I'm super excited for this shit. I'll be there at the tour, 100% sure.
Likewise.
I'm probably going to get it more than once.
No, bro. You know what? I'm not mad at that stuff.
I want to be going more than once, hopefully.
Yeah,
just
nah.
To make sure I take that shit in properly.
I'm waiting for Drake to release tickets.
I need to go. I want to see that shit internationally, probably. Maybe in Amsterdam or something.
I hit up. Yeah, I mean, yeah, bro. He's gearing up to do something special, man. I know that for sure. He's gearing up. And he just sounds hungry.
That's a word.
Hungry. Like he ain't missed a step. Yeah, like he's just starting out again, and
missing a step,
yeah, he's upgraded. No more, I'm the shit, but you can't outfart me. Lines, he's elevated. Yeah, nah, man. Cole is just, he's in his bag, man. On tour with you know who.
I don't really like that.
That's a crazy tour. Respect, man, respect.
Bro, it's not respect. Even enough.
What do you mean it's not? Bro,
it's not. Compared to Drake, compared to Cole's playing like, I think like maybe 10 rhythms, Drake's playing like maybe double that.
Do you not see the guy's resume? Do you not see him?
What are we doing now?
Bro, Drake could go on for like 3-4 hours if we're being completely honest.
So? Who wants to hell with that shit?
You're bugging. You're bugging, respectfully. Listen, you know that's facts. But, cool, man. Listen. It's just different, you get me? I feel like they'll be picking up different things from each other whilst touring together, like what Cole does. That works for him, that Drake could take, and vice versa. Do you get me? Yeah, I feel like, yeah, iron sharpens iron. Do you get me? And they're probably doing that. I hope they're cooking up something. I would hope they've cooked up something.
What in terms of?
Just a song.
Oh.
Just a few verses. Sign.
Yeah, there's definitely got to be a song on the Cole's projects because they said they're doing verse for verse type shit.
I need that. So need that.
Hopefully it's not gonna be a song.
I don't know if Kendrick is ducking it or whatever, but he's probably out here with his family. He's probably not caring about music right now.
Yeah, but that nigga's got kids.
Yeah, words. Well, Cole does too. They all have kids at this point, which is crazy. But big up to them all, man.
I mean, but I'm not gonna do that.
Don't do that. Listen, man, they're all fathers now. respect to them. I wonder how that changes things. I would hope everybody is mature now. No more sending shots. Let's try and work things out. Do you get me? Because again, I'ma keep saying it until the day it happens. It is a travesty that we don't have a song with all three of them together. That it is just a travesty. Like, nah. The fact that the biggest three, and considering that I don't see anybody right now worthy of replacing any of them, coming behind them, it's sad. But it is what it is, man.
Yeah, I'm hoping it broads it. Well, I'm hoping, to be honest, them niggas ain't gonna stop for at least another like 5 to 8 years.
You think?
Yeah. Not all of them. I think obviously Cole's probably gonna be the first to stop, I think. Because I feel like Kendrick's probably gonna have a moment where he might. I don't even know actually.
I think you'll be lucky to get 2 out of Kendrick in the next 8 years. I'm gonna be real. Cole, Moore, Drake, you already know what that boy does.
He's not quitting anytime soon.
100%.
I think he can. He's probably like at least, well, probably 20, 30 at least.
Really?
Yeah.
You really think he's gonna go on for that long?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't see no reason for him to like feel like slowing down.
Really?
You think he's gonna go on holiday when after his tour's done?
No, I think he'll have like a quick 2 month holiday and then come back out. Cause I can see him touring.
Come back out where? What, to like Europe and that?
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be interesting to see if they bring that tour that they're doing to Europe.
Apparently it's him and Travis. Which would be fucking nuts.
It would be cold, but I still want to see cold, obviously, but...
Yeah, cold, yeah. But, yeah. Them man.
But to be honest, I don't really want to see cold with that kind of... That listing still, but even... Because I've seen him perform them songs.
Listen, anyway, man, you relax, man. You get what you get, man. You get what you get.
But I still need to see Drake live, though. I can't lie. But
Drake's... He's a good performer. He's a good performer still.
I need to see
it. The backing track... Man can take criticism for that.
What do you mean? He doesn't use a PA.
No, fam, he's got... Bro,
Don't tell me he's got too many songs.
He does, bro.
Oh, but...
I'm telling you, there's
that's
like...
That's the same thing you're trying to say for the ghost. There's
like a 15-minute...
Miss me, man.
Like, part where he's literally doing, like, hooks.
So?
And verses.
So?
Off... Bro... 15 minutes.
I don't give a shit, bro.
But that just shows the catalog that man has.
And what's your point? So he's not using PA version, he's using the actual.
No. Callback, yeah. Yeah, whatever. But.
No, bro, but that's different, though. I thought you were saying he was actually using the actual songs that we listened to.
No, that's what I thought you were saying, bro.
That stinks. No, if he was doing obviously, PA versions, there's certain ad libs that are filled in and whatnot, and then certain, do you know what I mean? Like, I hear that. But if you're saying he's literally using the same music we have
on Apple Music. No, it's not.
That stinks. He could never be the GOAT if that it's was not, the case.
But he is. But it is what it is.
That could, he can never be the GOAT if that was the case. Bro, that's the reality of it, bro.
The song say so. For me, anyway.
Smelly.
Dude, listen. Yeah, the GOAT. But yeah, I expect him to be here come the end of the year, I'd say. Latest, early next year. Very, very latest. Because, yeah, he hasn't done a tour since 2019. Cole even further.
Yeah, Cole's been a minute.
Yeah, Cole ain't been here since...
I feel like it's... No, it's not for us, though.
for your life, for your eyes only.
Yeah, for your eyes only. Yeah,
but I was 2016. I want to say he's done Wireless, but I don't count Wireless as yeah, sure like that. No. But yeah, it would be good to see Cole because I haven't seen Cole live. I need to see him live, man.
You haven't seen him live?
Nah, man.
Mad.
No. I think I've seen, Cole. Yeah, I've seen Kendrick, Drake, Future.
Future's one was so disappointing.
Oh, man.
But it was still a good time because the music's so good.
Yeah, but, bro, it just but wasn't from, even a...
From an artistic point of view.
Sure, man.
It was literally, like, a DJ set, but he was actually there.
Yeah, word. And the place wasn't even packed out like that. Which is crazy to me.
Mm.
But, yeah, nah, man. It wasn't great. It wasn't great still. Yeah, it was just weird. You got Stefan Don to come out and then perform 16 shots. And I think he had Wizkid come out as well.
Mm.
Which was weird, but, yeah.
No, but that's like... who was it? I think Vince went to see 50 Cent.
Mm.
Oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, went to see 50 Cent and he brought out Big Nasty.
Big Nasty, but that's not the event or occasion where man's expecting to see Big Nasty. Do you get me? But you know what? Let's relax.
Yeah.
That
was basically his same reaction. But, I mean, I hear it, but, bruh, I don't know, man. I think it's one of them ones, innit? Like, in terms of, like, man's a legend of the game, innit? So it's only right. Do you know what I mean? That's cold. Like, showing, do you know what I mean? Legends in the game, respect like that.
But how do I say this?
That's the perspective I'm taking it from, you hear me?
But okay. I'd say there's different guys who you could get on who could impact a crowd like that more than Big Nasty, just in terms of their catalogue. Because I don't think Nasty has big tunes like that. I think that, if I'm being honest, the last one was...
He doesn't have big tunes like that, but he's got his part of history.
I think the last one was with...
Like, Graham history.
With Craig David, when the bass line drops. That was his hit.
Yeah, but what we did, it's still part of history.
Yeah, but, bro, you could get, like, what if gigs...
So my man might have not been available, innit?
That's fair. That's true.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, that's
true. I'm sure gigs came out for him at one point as well, though.
Yeah, I think so.
But you know what? I don't like this Drake guy, bruv.
Somebody
went to the concert and said, on a sign, I'm 5 months pregnant. Can you be my rich baby daddy? Yeah.
What did he say?
I'd love to give you 25 bands so you can be my rich baby mama.
Respect. He's out here feeling needy.
Respect. Being a Rashford, I hear it.
Respect.
Man's doing like Rashford and them things.
Respect.
But, no, was it? I feel like there was other music to go to, though. I've forgotten.
Yeah, nah, I'm not going to bring up who you were talking about prior, because I feel,
I can't even remember, you know, but, yeah, fair.
Yeah, nah. What do you call it? Who else?
Have you listened to Flo Mini?
No, I literally started listening to her project this morning, but what, I couldn't finish it.
Fine host, eh?
Yeah, nah, I'm gonna try and tap in. I need to listen to Tierra Wax album.
This is something about it. Yeah. Well, I think we can though.
Once. Oh, bro.
So that matters, you and you, innit? It's a young bull doing his thing.
Yeah, shout out Nems. The music isn't for me. But I feel like it's got an audience.
I know.
But yeah. Shout out to him still.
Yeah, man. Obviously, I forgot what song just went like viral or whatever, just appeared to recently. I think it might be PTSD, innit?
I think so.
Or actually, it might be L's. I think it was L's. Yeah, I think it was L's. And I feel like we might have even played it here, innit?
No, it wasn't L's. It was off his previous project. Hundred. So I remember playing it for you, and you were like, "Yeah." You didn't say much, but you said it all. What was the project? Nems type beat, and I played you. I forgot what the song was.
No, this is definitely one of his latest songs that have gone viral recently.
I only just heard this today. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yo.
All my L's, they call me the V.
Swear. Yo, she and I fought my ex, got on sexy red in the V. No show feelings. If I put on some R&B, if I put on that gen I, I was broke thinking about Heathrow. When I take a flight, don't post. Got 444 on her. Plus yeah, that was the song that went viral recently. I mean, I like that song. But then trying to figure out how to say it, but basically when I pressed play, it just felt like there wasn't enough variations in flows for me, innit? I think that's one for sure. Like the flow was the same, and I think what he's talking about is cool. Like, that's why I say, like, I feel like there's definitely gonna be people that relate to this and whatnot.
Yeah,
like,
he's not talking crud, which is refreshing. Do you get me? But
like, he's talking his things, like, just, do you know what I mean?
Being
about, and just being a younger,
like. But it's just, I don't know, I don't find his viewpoint interesting enough to want to listen further and then listen to it repeatedly. Do you get me? Like, I feel like it's not, it's just not my speed. It's not what I want to hear while I'm driving, for example, or cleaning the house, for example, or whatever. Do you get me? But yeah, again, he would definitely have people that want to listen to that type of music, just because it's more their speed, it's more in line with the way they're living and whatnot. Me as a 28-year-old man, like, there's only so much man can take from this, you get me? But big up to him regardless, you get me? What was the... I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know. I was listening to a lot of Nas recently. But...
Nas, me, I've been listening to this Mango, to be honest, like I've been saying.
I hear it.
And also the, Say No More. I love the production on here. And obviously the content as well. It's content-wise, it's like the balance of what would you say his content's about, like, Jordy? I feel like there's a fine line between
being the best. Man doubting. He even gave you a bit of storytelling, giving background to his come up and how he's got to where he is now on the first track.
I think that was interesting.
Talking about Target and then Mr. Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole Vibber situation.
Vibber?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They signed a deal with Mr. Jam, but it was shit. And then he just came to, and then it kept him even. And then, yeah, working in West Ham up until last year. Or was it last year? Yeah, last year.
You say West Ham?
Yeah, yeah, he used to work at West Ham.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah.
I thought you said for West Ham. I was thinking, what?
Yeah, no, he used to work for West Ham.
Was he? The team?
Yeah.
Doing what?
As far as I remember, was he coaching, I think? I think he was coaching.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he was coaching in some degree, innit? Oh, but, yeah, he worked there up until last year.
Fair play. I didn't know that still.
So, yeah, shit like that. That just informs, yeah, his viewpoint, like, where he is right now.
You know, he's also always given us the subject matter of, like, talking about how he, like, working and then going to studio and shit like that. Like,
Yeah,
I think I really enjoyed that relatability in terms of, like, that's something that Sam Wise had as well, SoundCloud Days and whatnot. Like, yeah, they both got that down to, do you know what I mean, to the T still.
Yeah, facts. 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 Big facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, man. But, yeah, big up Geordie. Rest in them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wonder Kid. But yeah. If there's nothing else.
Yeah, let's playlist.
Playlist things. I'm trying to think. Alright, cool, what am I gonna add?
NPC for me.
Okay, 1 second.
That's the manga thing. But I do wanna I think I do want to have a stretch where we're focusing on certain, obviously all music related, but like different categories in terms of like the music, whether it be like the subgenres.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
The maybe even like industry conversations, like management, production.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So any people like that, hit us up and want to have a conversation. Let's lock in still.
Word. I'm gonna add Blue Slides by Schoolboy Q of Blue Lips.
I haven't been able to get back into that, you know. I haven't even tried yet.
It's a good album still.
On first listen, I couldn't get into it still. But
yeah, it's a lot going on, but just give it some time. Give it some time.
And I think I'm gonna add Why Do I Bother. What have you added that already?
I don't think so, to be fair. Let me check. I'm going to add The Flyers by Nas and AZ. Cool.
Say less.
Say no. And yeah, man.
Blessings.
Trust, go like, share, subscribe, all of them things.
Trust me, we gone.